Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I was sorry to hear Tom Cookman tell us he is giving up his community comments. Even though he pretty much pounded on the same general subjects, most of what he had to say was pertinent and to the point. I have known Tom and his mother and Uncle Jimmy for many, many years, and am wishing him the best in the future. I have commented on the Devil's Slide several times, and the fact that it is a state highway project, not a federal one, hasn't reached those who asked you to write federal senators and etc. to push the rebuilding. They may be of some assistance, but Senator Boxer just cut me off with the Write Your State Representatives letter. I have been going around and around the State Workman's Compensation Department for several years over the treatment for a knee that was severely injured in 2000 and was very fragile and almost certain to require more attention at a later date. Well, that time came a while back, and when I got an infection in the knee caused by an abscess, I could get no one to take care of it. We left the case open just for that reason, and the Workman's Comp closed it on their own. I don't know if this was the case when the accident happened, but now the state gives you a settlement, and it is put into a special account, and when it's gone, Medicare takes over. I finally got a doctor in San Francisco to take me on, and I just hope and pray that the infection is gone after a week in the hospital and a month of infusion with a strong antibiotic. Amputation of the legs was one option, and I don't want that to happen. In the meantime, I am wheelchair-bound and can only walk to transfer from the wheelchair to the recliner or into the car. No more driving, which is a major inconvenience, as I love to drive, and it took a load off my wife when I could do my share of the errands and etc. I understand that there is a lot of misuse of workman's compensation, and they have to be sure that whoever is applying for it really needs or deserves it. I know personally of some who work the system, and it really burns me up to see it happen. But now it is so tight that even a non-workman's comp carrier can't refer one to someone who is. One of the reasons so many doctors and other medical providers don't take workman's comp is the low repayment schedule. I've talked to many providers who quit taking workman's comp for just that reason. Getting covered, especially in severe cases like mine, already requires a lot of paperwork and thorough investigation, and a lot of cases are hard to prove deed. As a person who is taught to be honest and responsible, it really frosts me that I have to suffer for the dishonesty of others. I will let you know how San Francisco's doctor's visit turns out. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.